repetitions. It is night, and I'm walking down a dark, narrow alley. I don't see anyone, but through the fog I can make out the faint glow of a distant street light. My footsteps resound with an ominous echo. I quicken my pace, intent on reaching the street light ahead. As I approach the light, a few steps away, I see a human silhouette. It is an old hag, her face half covered. Abruptly, in a raspy voice, she asks me the time. Peering at my watch, I answer, "It's 3 in the morning." I walk away quickly, once more entering the fog and darkness, anxious to reach the next streetlight, which I see in the distance. But there, once again, is the old hag. Looking at my watch, I see it now says 2:30. I begin running toward the next streetlight, looking back over my shoulder and making sure I'm leaving the old woman behind as she stands motionless in the distance. But when I rush up to the next streetlight, again I see her dark shape awaiting me. I look at my watch. It says 2:00. I begin running frantically, passing streetlights and old women until, exhausted, I can go no farther and stop midway between 2 glowing lights. Looking at my watch, I see in its crystal the face of the old woman. I realize that the end has come. In spite of everything, I try to understand my predicament. I ask myself over and over again, what am I running away from? What am I running away from? The raspy voice answers me, "I am behind you, and I am ahead of you. What has been, will be. But you are most fortunate, for you have been able to stop yourself and think for a moment. If you find the answer to this riddle, you will be able to escape from your own trap." I feel dazed and weary. Still, I think there must be a way out. Something makes me begin to remember various failures in my life. I recall the first disappointments of my childhood. Then I remember the failures of my youth. Now I recall my more recent failures. I realize that my defeats will keep repeating in the future, failure upon failure. All of my defeats have had something similar about them. There was no agreement among the things I wanted to do. They were confused desires that wound up at odds with each other. I discover that even now, many of the things I desire to achieve in the future are contradictory. I don't know what to do with my life. Yet in my confusion, I still want many things. But I fear the future and worry that my previous failures will happen again. Here in the fog of this narrow alley, my life is paralyzed between dying glimmers of light. Suddenly, a light goes on in a window and a voice calls out to me, "Is there something you need?" "Yes," I answer, "I need to get out of here." "Oh no, by yourself you cannot get out." "Then tell me, How do I get out of here? I can't tell you. Besides, if we keep on shouting, we're going to wake up all the neighbors. And we can't take chances with the neighbors' sleep. So, good night. The light goes out, and then I'm filled with one overwhelming desire. I must get out of this trap. I realize that my life will change only if I find a way out of here. This narrow alley appears to have direction and meaning, but is really only a repetition from birth to death, a false meaning. I will end up running from streetlight to streetlight. Until, at some moment, my strength becomes exhausted forever. To my left, I see a signpost with three arrows. The arrow for this alley bears the name Repetitions in Life. The second arrow points toward Denial of Life. And the third marks the direction of Building Life. For a moment, I reflect on this choice. I choose the direction of the third arrow. Building life. As I leave the dark alley and emerge onto a broad and brightly lit avenue, I have the strong sense that I'm about to discover something of decisive importance.